notice that everything you ever thought would make you happy ever after didn't? Ooh, me too. It turns out Sean Cassidy was not my soulmate. Orgasms only last a few seconds, and money does not buy happiness. Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Fraser, and welcome to Sex, Love, and Elephants, the weekly podcast where we explore relationships, mind, and the meaning of life. A place where you are normal if you feel like something's missing, even though you have it all. Because guess what? Happiness is an inside job. How do I know? Well, if a Buddhist nun and a sex expert had a baby, I'm it. I'm a psychologist, sex therapist, and author. I've meditated for 12 hours a day for months at a time. I've studied Tantra in Tibet, and I've taught for people like Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield, and helped thousands of couples reignite passion. My mission with a loving heart is to kick your ass off the couch and into awakening. And here's the secret. If you want to cultivate wild love that lasts, compassion and curiosity, and the superpower of being happy for no reason, first, you've got to meet your elephant. So let's go. Well, hello, it's Dr. Cheryl Fraser, and I'm recording this on Labor Day, and I'm feeling a little bittersweet energy, as I talked about in last week's podcast, because I spent so much of my life as a student and then in university for over 13 years, and then I taught at university and I hung out at universities. That sounded vaguely creepy. No, I mean for all the right reasons. It always feels to me like tomorrow, Tuesday after Labor Day, is the beginning of a new year. So I'm going to take a little pause today to reflect, a little pause to reflect on our Summer of Love series. You've had 8, I hope, extremely useful, entertaining, powerful episodes on the top love and sex questions, the top love and sex problems, the top relationship issues that bedevil basically any of us who are in a longer-term committed relationship. Now, I don't mean each and every one of the last 8 episodes, each and every one of those issues. My partner avoids fights. Some of you resonated with that one. Verbal abuse. We have ugly fights. Others of you resonated with that one. We never have sex. Some of you resonated with that one. I'd like to try something that feels kinky to me. Can I talk to my partner about it? Others of you, that fit for you. But for sure, if you're in a long-term relationship, and by that, I mean more than 18 months or so, I'm not talking decades. A longer-term relationship is one of about 1.5 years or longer, then some of these episodes in the last 8 episodes, the last 8 weeks, the series I'm calling the Summer of Love 2022, resonated with you. So I'm going to press the pause button a little bit on this series today and just talk from the heart about why love is so freaking hard. Love is a hard gig. It makes me think of the song, Love Stinks. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a deeply romantic person, a little bit crunchy on the outside, soft and mushy on the inside. I deeply love love. I deeply believe in love. I know from my own first marriage and divorce, from the number of deep, committed, serial monogamous relationships I had, the incredible heartbreaks when they ended, that great love isn't enough. Love is not enough to make a relationship work. So we're pausing today a little bit to kind of take a look at why relationships are so hard, why we struggle so much with the thing we longed for and eventually found, and eventually made that brave, vulnerable, incredible decision to become part of a couple. And then we lived happily ever after. Not, as my niece would say. No. And that's not because they're a bad person. And it's not because you're a bad person. And it's not because you're uniquely broken or you're with the wrong person. Witness previous episodes. We all are with the wrong person if we expect them to make us happy all the time. Last week's episode, you can check that one out if you haven't listened to it yet, is about how we need to change our mind, not our mate. But today, it's going to be a short episode. And worry not, we're going to continue the Summer of Love for a few more weeks. After all, summer officially ends in our hemisphere in about 2-3 weeks. But the next few episodes will also be your top love and sex questions answered. If you want a chance to get my personal advice, please send me your question. hello@drcherylfraser.com, and I'll do my best to answer it in an upcoming episode. And in 7 weeks from now, boy, we need a drum roll or a dun-dun or, I don't know, happy penguin dancing feet or something. 7 weeks from now, I'll be kicking off for the only time in 2022, my 12-week immersion online couples program. That's where you get an entire weekly curriculum. Each week, you get a new set of lessons and exercises based on couples therapy, sex therapy, and communication theory. And you get 10 hours of live coaching with me, where I answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. We come together as a group. You're not on camera. Nobody wants to be on camera talking about their relationship problems. I'm the only one on camera, but you're in the chat box. And we have an extraordinary deep dive into your relationships. Would you like to invest 12 weeks of your life, 12 minor weeks of your life, 3 months of your life, if it could move the dial on your relationship, if it could take you from on the verge of divorce, recovering from an affair, to recommitting, reconnecting, and moving forward and building what I like to call marriage 2.0 or relationship 2.0. What would it be like if 3 months from now you were a newer version of who you are? For example, I've had couples in the program that have gone from the verge of divorce, living apart even, and taken my program as a last step. They'd tried couples therapy. They'd tried sexual therapy if that was part of their issues. And they took my program as a last step. And I highly applaud any of you who choose to do that. There's a very small proportion. Let's say there's 100 couples in the program. Maybe 3% of them, maybe three couples end up separating during or after the program. And what totally warms my heart, as sad as I am about relationships ending, is those couples write me and say, you know, we're so glad we did the Become Passion program with you. It helped us communicate more deeply about our root issues. It helped one or both of us come to the realization that we really were at the end of our journey in this relationship. We're parting a bit more fairly. We're treating each other a bit better. So even the so-called failures in a three-month program designed to help you improve your program still are success stories. But far more common are the couples who come into the program in all sorts of different phases, from doing really well but want to be great. Let's start there. Maybe you've got a really great relationship. You still feel a lot of in-love feelings. You still feel very close. When you argue or disagree or have conflict, you kind of do okay with resolving it. Your sex life's decent, but you'd like it to be better. But you're not having nearly as much fun because of the kids and the mortgage and life. So you might be a couple who's coming into the Become Passion program to do 3 weeks immersion from love stinks to love's pretty awesome, even if it's challenging sometimes. And you might come in because you want more. You want to move from being okay or even good or even really good to great. You want to learn to how to fall back in love with the one you're already with. Not to lay next to them feeling lonely and loving them, but feeling like we used to have so much more fun. I used to feel like they were really interested in what was going on for me. And I used to be fascinated with them. We seem kind of bored, or our sex life's okay, but we'd like to explore some other things, learn to communicate better about our sexuality. We'd like to explore different types of orgasms, different ways of making love, and get a lot more information, because boy, oh boy, are grown-up adults in the year 2022 confused about all things sexual still. How the female orgasm works, a lot of you don't know. How to deal with erectile dysfunction and how common it is. Why a clitoral orgasm and a vaginal orgasm are kind of the same and not so much different as you think. Why kink might be okay for you and more. Or just why you don't want to make love anymore, even if you still like to masturbate. Or why you don't want to masturbate or make love. Or. So some couples come in to take good to better. Then there's the couples who aren't doing very well. They're in the love stinks, but I don't want to break up category. We'll call it the middle category for today's teaching. You're running what I call marriage incorporated or relationship incorporated. Of course, all my work is for hetero, gay, lesbian, trans, alternative, even a polyamorous couple or threesome, etc. could benefit from the techniques. But no matter where you're at, if you're trying to limp through life and not break up, you are perhaps in marriage or relationship incorporated. Marriage incorporated, a pretty simple idea. A lot of you will resonate with this. That's where you're running your relationship kind of like a business. And it's going pretty well. You know, the bills get paid. You found a home you like and you've got a mortgage on it. Your kids are in decent schools in the neighborhood. nothing's going terribly wrong with your health. You get away for a family vacation once a year. You know, it's good. But where are the two of you? Where is that connected in love feeling? I am not naive. I am 58 years old. I'm a sex therapist, a psychologist, a Fulbright scholar, an author, a speaker, a Buddhist teacher. I'm not naive and I'm not blowing smoke about, oh yeah, it's so easy to have a great relationship. It's really freaking difficult. We don't have the skills, and so many of you are going to settle for Marriage Incorporated for the rest of your lives. Some of my friends are. I'm not. I'm not going to settle for that. Now, I'm not perfect. My hubby and I have been together going on a decade, second marriage for both of us, and we fall into Relationship Incorporated, Marriage Incorporated. We get lazy. We get complacent. We don't make the effort. We don't make the effort to schedule sex or have an erotic encounter that's a little spicier, a little more fun. We don't pay enough attention to date night. We don't pay enough attention to letting go of stupid little disagreements and beginning again. Sometimes we don't practice the deep communication exercises I teach in the program. But you know what, everybody? I have good news. When we do the work, when my beloved and I schedule date night, plan fun things for each other, do appreciations, gratitudes, hug more, kiss more, laugh more, let things go more easily, handle our bigger issues with the deep exercises I teach in the program to teach you how to not fight ugly, to not use the four predictors of divorce, how to fight fair, how to apologize deeply so those hurts can actually be let go of. When we use those, we do better. When we schedule sex, because I'm 58, he just turned 57, it was his birthday yesterday, and our sex drives aren't as high or spontaneous as they used to be. I've talked a lot about that in these series of the Summer of Love and other places in the Sex, Love, and Elephants lexicon library about the difference between spontaneous desire, that urgent, easy horniness we had early on. It's got nothing to do with being young. It's got to do with it being new. If you're 65 and you fall in love with a new person, you'll feel horny and excited. It's not about your age. That's such an ageist, dumb, incorrect thinking out there. The urgency of spontaneous desire, really wanting to make love with someone, is much more about novelty. Now, what's the problem with that? After about 18 months, dun, 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 things aren't new anymore. Unless you bring the mind, I talked about this in the last podcast a little bit, you bring the mind of newness. If you get curious, you can fall in love with your partner over and over again. So a lot of couples, I'd say 50% of you who are going to choose to join me right at the end of October, we're kicking it off for this 12-week immersion with a curriculum, with exercises, with bonus expert classes I bring in for you, some of the best in the world, and with weekly live sessions with me. And of course, if you can't attend live, because life gets in the way, we record them and you get a confidential link and you can watch the recording. So you can send me your question. I'll answer it on the live session and then you can watch it later. So you're always engaged in the program. A few of you are going to choose to join me, and I'd say about 50, maybe 60% of the couples, and I've run this program four times now to over 400 couples. I ran it twice in 2020 and twice in 2021. And this year, I'm only running it once, kicking off right at the end of October. 50 to 60% of you that choose to join me are fed up with Love Stinks. You're fed up with Marriage Incorporated. You're doing okay-ish, you're a nice family, you're great parents together, but you want your relationship to come alive in a fresh way. That's the majority of you. So some are doing really well and you want to do better. Big chunk of you in the middle doing okay, but want a lot more fun, sensuality, playfulness, better communication. Don't you want your sweetheart to come home at the end of the day and be really interested in hearing about how you are and what happened in your day and say, wow, that's really cool. You had that experience at work. What do you think you'll do with it? Do you think you'll try to go further with it? Yeah, I don't know. I thought I might pitch it to the big boss and see if maybe I could get a little grant to take my dream project forward. Well, honey, I believe in you. If you want to brainstorm it, I'm here. Don't you miss that? Don't you miss falling in love? Don't you miss when you'd have endless conversations? My first date was a blind date with my sweetheart. I've talked about it a little bit here. And I didn't want to go on the date. I was researching an article on online dating. So I set up a few online dates so I could check out that particular online dating service. Yeah, he was a research date. I admit it. Sorry. In fact, the date ended up being spectacular. I met him for breakfast at 7 a.m. because I didn't want to go on the date. So I kind of threw him out of, well, if you can meet me for breakfast at 7 a.m., I'll meet you. And he stepped up. That's my guy, stepping up. When he sees something that he's intrigued in, he wants to learn more. And he found my profile intriguing. He didn't know I was a sex expert, by the way. Hello. Do you think I'm going to lead with that? I'm a sex expert. Want to go on a date with me? I'm going to get all the wrong men and none of the correct ones. So I didn't let him know I was a sexuality expert till like date four. We also didn't sleep together for 5 weeks. By the way, I may have a high, healthy, beautiful sex drive, but I also like anticipation and I like to get to know someone deeply and decide whether sharing sexual energy makes the most sense. So back to date number one, the dear, darling, awesome man met me at 7 a.m. Breakfast is easy, right? You can get out quick. I figured I'd be out of there by 7:45. 4 hours later, we spent 2 hours at the table talking, touching each other's wrists. Obviously, there was an attraction and interest. The conversation was scintillating. Eventually, we had to give up the table because, come on, that's just rude. So we went down to the beach in the city where we met, not where I live, somewhere else. And we went for a long walk on the beach. People were throwing frisbees for their dogs. It was August. It was beautiful weather, super romantic and awesome. And at 11:30, I had to go. So almost 4 hours later, I had to bring the date to a conclusion because I'd set up another date for 12 noon. I needed more data for my article. Boy, lucky for my husband and me, I guess. The guy I met for lunch was a dud. He spent the whole time arguing really incorrectly with me about Buddhism, which he clearly didn't understand at all. And he kept telling me, Buddhists believe this. I'm like, well, actually, here's the actual teachings. No. Didn't even pay for the lunch. So my guy got date two and the lunch date got adios, amigo. What is my point? My point is, don't you miss that? Don't you miss when you hung on each other's words? It was so fascinating to unpack this best ever birthday gift of a human, learn about them. Now, of course, some of our dates, like the lunch date, don't go well. I unpacked and learned a bit about this person and didn't want to learn more. But don't you miss when you and your sweetheart were falling in love, when you were dating, when you were frankly trying harder, when it was more interesting, more fun, more exciting? That is so much about what the Become Passion Immersion program is about, is to help each and every one of us fall in love over and over again with the one we're already with. So if you're doing well and want to do great, you might want to consider joining the program. I don't know if it'll fit for you or not. You're going to figure that out. But if you have any interest at all in learning more, I invite you to join the waitlist. There's a little video on there. There's a testimonial video from some couples who've taken the program. And the important thing about getting on the waitlist, it's zero obligation, obviously. It's just a waitlist to show you'd like to be notified about some special things I'm doing in the next few months before I launch the program again. I'm going to do a couple of Zoom calls, live video coaching that any of you can join, but those will be for the waitlist people only. So you might want to get on the waitlist if you'd like some time with me in September or October to ask me your questions anonymously, of course, and to get some help and learn some stuff. Also, we'll be giving away a few prizes to people on the waitlist, whether or not you decide to join the program. That's up to you. But through the process of then, you'll be the first to know when I teach my free 2-hour online couples workshop. It's going to be the last 10 days in October. I'll be teaching it this year. That's the Become Passion Masterclass, the 3 Keys to Passion Masterclass. And that's a free, I suggest all of you attend it if you can live. I'll be teaching it 4 or 5 times, the same class. I'll teach it live 4 or 5 times so you can find, I hope, a time that works for you, even if you're in different time zones, the UK and Australia, New Zealand. We usually have some folks from there and from Europe, primarily North America. That's going to be in the last 10 days of October. And we will let you know. If you're on my email list, you'll get knowledge. If you're on the wait list, you'll get knowledge. And then you can come. If nothing else, please join me for this really, really helpful, passionate, entertaining, difficult, challenging, and real 2-hour online workshop. You're anonymous. You're not on camera, but I'll teach you a ton more about the passion triangle, the 3 predictors of great relationship. You can do some polls, anonymous, of course, live on the call, and learn a whole lot more about the Become Passion Immersion program that kicks off. I think we're going to kick off on November 4th with the 12-week program. Don't worry. We take a week off around American Thanksgiving. We take a week off around Christmas. We titrate the information. We don't overwhelm you. And then we wrap up together January 15th, 2023. Would you like to go from love stinks to having an extraordinary curriculum of skills and practices, 10 hours or more live coaching with me, moving you forward? You won't be perfect at the end of 3 months, but imagine having the tools and the techniques, the support and the accountability you need to help move you from where you are now to where you want to be, even if you're some of the ones who are way in trouble. Post-affair, about 15%, I would say 10 to 15% of the couples who join my program, one of their major issues is they've survived an affair, a betrayal of some kind, and they're wanting to reconnect, which I highly applaud. And they're looking for ways to heal and forgive and communicate better and work on some of their issues, sometimes including their sexuality issues that can be in the aftermath of an affair. So love stinks, but it doesn't. Love stinks because it doesn't match our template. We should all sue the Walt Disney Corporation because the prince does not ride in on his or her white horse and save us and take us away. Sean Cassidy didn't do it to me to live happily ever after. Even when we meet someone interesting, fascinating, whose luggage fits ours, you know, we've all got baggage. No matter how old you are or how young you are, you're going to have some baggage, your family upbringing, previous relationships if you've had them, previous marriages if you've had them, your own psychology, your own culture, your worldview. If I meet you fresh and we start to get attracted to each other and we start to move toward falling in love, I've got some baggage. It might be a difficult relationship with my stepdaughter that I'm trying to still work out. It might be family issues. It might be health issues. It might be I was betrayed in past relationships and it's really hard for me to trust you now. We've all got baggage, my loves. Don't run away from someone because they've got luggage. They don't have any luggage. They're a liar and you should run away. But if you find someone, as we all did, all of us that are in a relationship, a committed relationship that are listening, and those of you that are currently single by choice or by circumstance, you are likely, statistically, 87% likely to recouple. So you're going to be dating and meeting someone, and they're going to have some baggage, and you're going to have some baggage too. And you know what's really romantic and fantastic and grown up is to say, I'm going to try to figure out if this person's baggage is somewhat compatible with mine. Do we have what it might take to take these feelings of falling in love, sexual attraction, and intrigue that my sweetheart and I certainly had on our first many dates, but do we have what it takes to move it into viable, sustainable, long-term relationship? That's why my sweetheart and I didn't have sex for 5 or 6 weeks, and we were climbing the walls. We actually made a pact that we weren't going to go to either of our houses where there was a couch or a bed because we didn't think we could keep our hands off each other enough. So I remember making out on a park bench, not having sex on a park bench, but kissing and the desire. We waited. We were 49 and 48 years old. Neither of us were virgins. Neither of us has any particular moral or cultural background against premarital sex, that's for sure. But we wanted to wait. The phrase we used was ground this in reality. We kept saying, let's ground this in reality. Clearly, we're kind of cuckoo about each other, but that's not entirely real. That's biochemistry and hope and dreams and projection and seeing what you want to see and ignoring what you don't like. Let's ground this in reality before we take that sacred, beautiful step to become sexual and become lovers. Because I think we both knew by then it would be all over and we'd be in for life. So what's the moral of today's episode? Love stinks, people, and it's not your fault. Relationship's a hard gig because, oh my goodness, some of you have been together, like some of the couples in my program have been together 40 years. Others are much younger or much earlier in a second or third relationship. They've only been together a few years. If you've been together for more than a couple years, even more than a couple months, don't fool yourself to think that you know everything about this person. There's so much you don't know. Relationships so difficult because we tend to lay down a psychological template in the first few months of who that person is. Spoiler alert, we may have got it wrong in the first place. And even if we got it right in the first place, people change. They evolve. They grow. I sure hope they do. So love is just an emotion, and it's a great one, arguably my favorite, along with passion. But love is not enough to make a long-term relationship great. It's the same way chocolate is not enough to make a chocolate cake. If you're going to make a chocolate cake, hell yeah, you need chocolate. But you also need flour, unless it's a flourless one, then you want, you know, almond flour or whatever. You want probably butter. You want a little bit of sweetener. You want maybe some chocolate chips. You want maybe some, I don't know, almonds. I don't know. How do you make your cake? However you make it. But I tell you what, if you only have chocolate, it's a critical ingredient. You cannot make a chocolate cake without chocolate or cacao or cocoa powder or whatever. Can't do it. But you need a whole lot more. You need to think of a relationship like that. Why?
Because it's true.
And you know it's true. Because you're in one or you've been in one. And love isn't enough, is it? Don't you know people who used to love each other and are broken up? Quite likely, there's a person or more in your history that you still love and definitely still loved when you split. Love is not enough to make a relationship. You also need the ability to communicate about the important things. You don't have to be super experts, but you have to be stumblingly okay at it. You need the ability to be able to resolve conflict, to understand each other, to repair, to take a time out when the conflict gets ugly, to become curious again and again with the person you're with, to make sure your partner feels seen, heard, and important. To take care of the fun part of your relationship, what I call thrill, the dates, the romance, the sparkle, your sensual life. It might only be an hour or two a week, even less, but it's a critical aspect of being alive and being a couple. Love is a hard gig, my friends, and it's a beautiful gig, and love is not enough. Love is one of the key ingredients. You need trust, you need faith, you need forgiveness, you need courage, you need definitely communication, you need planning, you need skills, you need intention, and you need to make your love life a hobby. I cover so much more than that, but certainly all of that in the Become Passion 3-month program kicking off November 4th. The doors will open the last 2 weeks of October. You'll hear more about it, but I just wanted to remind you why we're all here. We're all here because we care about relationship, and no doubt we'd like to learn some stuff and do better, or you'd be listening to How to Grow a Nice Rose Garden, which is a great thing to listen to too. But you're listening to this because I hope you find some grains of encouragement in it, some grains of hope, some actionable skills, and more. And that's my reason for being in many ways, is to help couples fall in love over and over again with the one we're already with. So next week, we'll return to the format of your top 11 sex questions. Couple more weeks of this summer of love. And then who knows what I'll get into when the formal summer is over. We'll have to get into the fall of passion or something. I'll come up with something, you can be quite sure, which brings us to this episode's Love Bite. Ready? Chocolate is not enough to make a chocolate cake. Love is not enough to make a relationship great. You need love, but you also need to learn what the other ingredients are, how to mix them, and how to bake them so you can create passion that lasts a lifetime. Thank you so much for being here. Can't wait to be back with you next week. For now, make love intentional because it's not going to take care of itself. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. But most of all, thank you for being part of this herd. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with a friend. And if you haven't already, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review the show on your podcast player, because it really helps all the other elephants find us. If you have any questions or comments or maybe an idea for the show or you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me directly at drcherylfraser.com, where you can also sign up for weekly Love Bites, science-based tips for creating love and passion that last a lifetime.